Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. You know, the writer here made a great point about what happens when we make decisions based on our marketing stories, which got me to thinking, what are the stories we tell ourselves? Here are two that I hear all the time. First up, this is my new normal. Now, everyone knows good times won't last forever. But fewer of us really prepare for this. We assume that whatever partnership or collaboration we have will be around for a long time. Here's what I've noticed, though. The structure may stay the same, but the environment doesn't. Now, I'll use myself as an example. Years ago, I was on a very profitable platform that ended up taking my business to the next level. And it was great for a few years. But then things changed. Not the structure, but the audience. I told my husband, this is going to end someday. Not right now, but someday. So let's be ready. So when I saw the writing on the wall, I knew it was time to leave. And it was easier to do so because I knew this day was coming. Second up, and I alluded to this in the post, we overestimate what we have versus what's going on around us. Now, in Peloton's case, they thought their marketing was a magic wand. Now, sure, that function rocked, but even the best of us can't pull off miracles. So when the environment changed, these leaders weren't ready because they underestimated the impact. The common denominator here: too much attention on what we do and less attention to the environment we are in. So when we give up the stories about us, we're better able to discern what's really going on and what to do about it. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.